Hello, this is Joseph again. The time is 9:33. The date is April 25th, 2024. Happy birthday to me, all right? What I do is provide content or topics for deep delving, introspection, hopefully to gain a little bit more information and knowledge about something. I'm going to get right into it because I have, you know, they playing around with me with technology, and let me get to it. So I'm looking at this situation that's a long-lived situation with the hatred, the prejudice, the racism exhibited by German against the Jews and the Jewish. And something I hit on, I mentioned before that the German and Jewish, going off the premise that life evolved from a one-celled organism here on Earth. That one-celled organism had both the masculine to fertilize the egg and the feminine to make the egg, which existed within 360 degree shape, form, a cell, okay? And life sprang from that. Now I'm looking at this. Time would go ahead and life is on Earth, and as I believe personally that the first humans on Earth, they were actually hermaphrodites having both genitalia, and saying that eventually down the line they would enter into an environment that would cause their insides, their pH, essentially the toxicity within the human body, it would cause the toxicity to get to a level to either display the male genitalia or the female genitalia, but not the two of them at the same time. Literally getting rid of the hermaphrodite and separating the sexes. Now, remember I said that male and female existed in a one cell, 360 degree enclosure. Then I jumped to man, first life on Earth existing, having both genitalia, male and female, within either a male body form or a female body form. It had both genitalia. And as it should be known, the woman's clitoris, guys, you've been with women long enough, it is the man's penis. That's not gonna change. Where the woman's clitoris is located, and where the woman's vagina is located, is matched up with a man where his penis is and where the woman's vagina would be. Except for a man, it's closed up. Okay? Now, what I was getting to is understanding. I'm going to skip ahead. There's a lot. I've done this somewhere in my podcast. You know that I said the Egyptians, they were hermaphrodites. They kicked the high priestess out. They went, eventually settled in the Caucasus Mountains, okay? And there in the mountains, their pH balance in their body was all toxic, but living, breathing, eating, having children in this environment that was more alkaline. Because of calcium, it started to even out their bodies went from being less acidic to being more alkaline and balanced. That occurring, they would start to have children that no longer had both genitalia. They had one or the other, thus male and female. That being true, with that happening, as I said before, that's the onset of addiction. Because the male and female were finally separate from one another and could not recognize what was missing. Could not recognize what was missing. And that, as I just stated, before I was interrupted, the onset, the beginning, the birth of addiction. I will tell you, I will hold no punches. I don't care who is actually copying my podcast or whatever. The fact is, me saying this is to give it out to the masses. And if you out there want to claim, that's fine. You're helping me. Addiction started when the man, the masculine and feminine were split. When they were no longer in one body, they were split. The masculine would go on in one direction to become known as, I'm believing, this is crazy, I want to say German, because they do go in that direction to become German. Or interact with what would become German. Let me leave it that way. And then the other would be the feminine, which would be the Jewish. Okay? So part of me is saying this coming out of the Caucasus Mountains, the masculine energy, the German, they had to have contact with another entity. This is the interesting part. Because the Jewish, the feminine, would go back towards Egypt and then later civilization goes on. This hybrid, if you would call it Jewish, that only had one genitalia while back in Egypt, they still were wearing both genitalia. They would filter back into society, give birth, you know, procreate, and then you have the spread of the separation of sexes. Now, the German, what would become German, what I'm believing is that they came in contact with something. Because, and here how I'm saying this. For them to break away, they're separate. The male and the female, masculine, feminine, they're in different bodies now. It's similar to man and woman having arguments and they just couldn't figure it out. They're bothered with each other, but they don't know why, because they used to be in one body. Now, the masculine aspect would travel from the Caucasus Mountains back northwest, what going in direction of the Mediterranean, going back Germany, starting Germany, and back going towards the Atlantic, northwest. They had to have come in contact, what I'm going to say, this sounds crazy, the masculine aspect that was separated, they had to have come in contact with an otherworld energy. And hear how I say this. Because between the masculine and feminine, once they were in separate bodies and they could not stand each other and it got to the point they each went in their own direction, they did not have to seek out one another. But what would make them seek out one another, or what would make the masculine seek out their counterpart, the feminine, is them being exposed to an off-world energy. That when this energy got into the vessel of the masculine, it also picked up It picked up the addiction, not the addiction. It picked up the obsession with the feminine that was missing. So this energy coming into the masculine body not only recognized that the masculine was missing something, it like multiplied it. And just as the masculine would not know what it's missing, so would this energy that's inside the masculine multiply it and not know why. And because they don't understand why, there's a fear. And where there's a fear, there's a propensity to isolate and get rid of, because you don't understand why you feel this way or what this obsession is with it. And it is essentially, this is like three different things. I didn't think of this before. Before I said that the German, what would become known as German, and the Jewish, they were split. And one would go one way, the other would go the other way. Now, when I say the masculine, it would be masculine, man and woman, couples. They were in the Caucasus Mountains for a while. So you would have groups that were together having kids, man and woman, even though they would be the masculine expression. And then you would have another part that would be the Jewish expression, man and woman, but they would be feminine. These groups would move in different directions. The masculine, as I stated before, would come in contact with an off-world energy that would literally drive them crazy about the other part of them, the other gender that's missing. That's where the racism, the prejudice, the alleged extermination of Jews on this earth. It's actually seeking out the Jewish, if I'm not mistaken, those that are the Jews are the feminine energy to the racist Germans that simply despises the Jews. They are the masculine. The Jews are the feminine. This is literally the split for humanity, having separate sexes. The man separated from the woman, the masculine from the feminine. I explain German Jew, and from German Jew, all the rest of the ethnicities come upon this earth. But this gets biblical in a sense that I'm going to have to get with you on that on another part, okay? That's as far as I'm going to go with it.